Regina, the Government of Saskatchewan is supporting a 9-space increase in family living support programs in Meadow Lake and Saskatoon. Meadow Lake Outreach Ministries expanded their existing program from 5 to 10 spaces for vulnerable families. Supported by a $1.3 million allotment from the Government of Saskatchewan. A Saskatoon program, run by Sanctum Care Group, offers 4 short-term assessment suites to support families with children at imminent risk of entering care to safely stay together while long-term support services can be put in place. The Supportive Family Living Program provides support for children who are at risk of coming into care to remain safely with their families and reunifying families whose children have been in out-of-home care. Families participating in the program live in a home-like environment where they have 24-hour on-site access to services and supports. They are also linked to community-based services that aid in a successful transition to independent living for the family. The most important part of having these new spaces available for our future families is that intentional work will be done through programming, love, understanding and compassion, Meadow Lake Outreach Ministries Executive Director Delton Sylvain said. Having access to workers who can treat our families with dignity is the first piece needed to build on the parents' self-esteem. I'm happy for the 5 new spaces added to our supportive family living programs already in Meadow Lake. It is a privilege to deliver programs that meet the needs of families at risk of apprehension that are rooted in trauma-informed care and are geared toward meeting the unique and individual needs of these families, Sanctum Care Group Executive Director Caitlin Roberts said. Establishing assessment suites as part of a broader continuum of care is an important preventative measure that will further support at-risk families in Saskatchewan. A key element of these programs is their ability to provide a family-centered approach that offers intensive residential and community supports to families in crisis, including access to cultural supports and ceremonies. This year's expansion of 9 new spaces is in addition to 13 supportive family living programs that already provide 137 spaces across the province operated by community partners. At any given time, more than 2,000 children live safely at home with their families while they receive ongoing child protection services.